The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, DALE007 on Twitter, or Devin Ellington. It is Devin with an I. Ellington. Like Duke Ellington. Anyways, Today in Sports Betting, this is what you're listening to. This is, we're on episode like 333, something like that. We are about to hit 350 episodes, 400 episodes, right around the bend. Just crazy to think about. Anyways, hello, new listeners. Welcome in. Glad to have you. Thanks for giving us a shot. Old listeners, return listeners. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. And, wipe your feet, take a seat, you know the deal. We are going to shout out the website currently because fantasy basketball is completely popping off, you guys. The Brewski 150, the Brew 150, award-winning top 150 fantasy basketball rankings over the last decade. Get you a wager pass and get that tool alone just for your draft. Like, it's a huge tool. You can be a first-year fantasy player, you get that draft guide, and you listen to a couple of our shows, you're going to be in good hands. You're going to be in good hands. I'm only in my third or fourth year playing fantasy basketball. And funny story, me listening to Dan, Papa Dan, at Dan Bespris, on his Today in Fantasy, NBA Today, you know, his show is what linked us together and made him my boss. So it's funny how that works. Really, really fun. Great content. If you need some Lakers news, we got you covered. Hoopball Lakers. And then we also got Hoopball Mavs. A lot of exciting stuff swirling around that team this year. Hoopball Bulls. It's going to be an interesting piece. So we've got all sorts of avenues covered for your basketball news. We've got DFS pass that's going to start kicking off and being hot a little more because our biggest DFS time of the year is basketball, taking down those nightly slates. We've had lots of winners, lots of victories in that. All right. Promo code HOOPBALL. Don't forget to use that over at mybookie.ag. That's HOOPBALL. Mybookie.ag. You go over there. Sign up, use that promo code. I would suggest not using any bonus or rollover kind of thing. Get in with some Bitcoin, crypto. Me, I just, personally speaking, sure. I just let my credit card on there because it was easy. So, but there's lots of ways to get your money in and out. And they make it easy. You know, my bookie. Bet, win, get paid. Use that promo code, HOOPBALL. Okay, today's show, we've got a little bit more of the UEFA Champions League going on. We're going to talk some college football stats. I've got first quarter offensive and defensive stats I want to talk about so that way we can start exploiting some teams, trying to find some good matchups, some good trends. We're starting to get that data rolling in. We're in, I think, week five of college football already. Jeez Louise. So we've got some good stuff to look at. It's very, very good data. So, with the Champions League going on, yesterday, you know, I did okay on that. The Liga MX got me last night, went 0 for 2 on my personal plays. Necaxa scored 3 goals against Tijuana. I wasn't expecting that, but the home field dynamic definitely helped him out. Let's see. The championship, English League Championship, ELC, going on also. I wasn't really accurate with the picks on those. A good one today will be Peterborough and Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth will get their job done. Barnsley is going up against Nottingham Forest. Their last 5, Nottingham, draw, win, loss, draw. Then you've got Reading at 3 wins in a row going up against Derby. Reading's looked good. Fulham and Swansea has looked, you know, Swansea Day has been up and down, but Fulham, pretty decent defensive efforts. They've got 3 losses in their last 5 matches, though. Little bit of more, you know, deep diving needing to be done on these. But on the surface, looking at Luton and Coventry, you know, big disadvantage there. Luton, 4 losses, 1 draw, or I'm sorry, 4 draws, 1 loss in their last 5. I mean, that's just tough. And then you got Millwall going against Bristol City. Millwall has 4 draws and 1 loss also in their last 5. So Bristol City, obviously better team. That's a lot of draws. You know, that'd be 5 of the last 6 if this result ended in a draw. That's why I think one side or the other is going to win. Bristol City's got more wins under their belt in general. Wouldn't be shocked. Would not be shocked to see Bristol win that one. And if I look at trying to get some updated lines on this ECL up, because the numbers ultimately will be what tells us. So as I navigate through my bookie.ag, oh, hit the wrong one. Love when I do that. Okay. I don't want to take up all of your time. So let's pivot back. Tonight for Liga MX, we've got Atletico San Luis at home against Tigres. Look, Atletico, they're probably, I mean, they're going to get that win, I would say. Tigres is down towards the bottom of the Liga MX table. Atletico San Luis at home, very, very good. They're looking to string a couple of wins together. And then you got Querétaro, Guadalajara. Definitely could see this being a draw, but Guadalajara, if I'm going to be picking a side, that's where I'm going to be leaning. So if I go and check back on this line. Plus 160 for Guadalajara. Plus 195 on the draw. Plus 160 for them. And then plus 160 for Atletico San Luis.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. And just, we'll slap like a half unit down. Just a half unit on both of those. And then we'll sprinkle like a quarter unit on parlaying them at plus 576. And there we go. All right. So we got some Liga MX action. Tomorrow, the Eredivisie gets back in swing. WNBA last night had a double overtime game. It was very exciting. Aces beat the Mercury semifinals game one for the WNBA. All right, today, the UEFA Champions League. We'll talk this, and then we'll start getting into that college football, and I'll wrap the show up. Still on the abbreviated schedule for the week, so Atalanta going against the Young Boys. Look, Atalanta, obviously heavy favorite in this. Young Boys actually played really well against Manchester United. And very, very interesting matchup there. I do love supporting Atalanta since I live near Atlanta. So it's kind of like I get to support like our sister city or something, I guess. I want to highlight that Salzburg is going up against Lille. Now, Salzburg and the rest of the Bundesliga, German Bundesliga, they've been playing underwhelmingly. And we got another really good matchup with Sevilla and Wolfsburg. That'll be a fun one to watch. You know, a little draw action on that. It's not really a bad look. So if I do, let's say we roll like, and I don't like doing full unit bets for these soccer plays because there's a lot of them. And it's, you know, pretty volatile. So it's international soccer. It's just crazy. Trying to find a value with the size of a wager. I like to have things balanced, you know. So we'll do 0.55 units to win 1.13. It's at plus 205 on the draw. And I feel that that's probably a very solid look considering both of these teams' defensive efforts. They both drew in their first match. The money line's real close. Under 2.5 is getting 129 shade, minus 129 shade. So we're looking at perhaps a 1-1 game here in the end result. 2-0 Wolfsburg wouldn't surprise me just because they actually pack a bit more offense. They play in a lot more explosive league in Bundesliga. Sevilla, they win by a lot of grinded out measures. Benfica against Barcelona. Look, Barcelona's farm system got decimated during the transfer window. And this Barcelona team just, they've been playing like a, you know, like they're gutted, like a gutted fish, you know, fish out of water. Like this coaching, you know, hoopla is like getting out of control. And I think it's time to fade the Spanish giant, you know, that once was. I think they've lost a lot. Look, I'm not saying Benfica is like an exciting play or I'm very, very confident in it. I just feel that with the trending downward spiral that Barcelona is in, Benfica being a decent Portuguese team towards the top of their ladder, you know, they can play some solid midfield soccer. And if they get a few good saves out of their goalie, who's been solid for them this year, plus 195 or a $2 underdog makes sense to me. I was looking at maybe perhaps, which I missed on the both teams to score yesterday, but it's minus 170 in this game, so I won't be checking that out. Draw or away on the double chance is minus 250. Well, it's a little too much. Let's check some correct score things. See what 1-1's at. Correct score draw 1-1 is at plus 569. That could be a worth, you know, pretty fun little sprinkle. Away 1-0 plus 847. If we look at like away 2-0, away 2-0, let's see where it's at. Away 2-0 is plus 1148. Wow. I mean, I don't know. I think there's some really good value on Benfica. So that's probably what I've got my most keen eye on. I've got Chelsea at plus 115 beating Juventus, who again, they lost Ronaldo. They got gutted. A team playing uninspired. And they're struggling within their league. Chelsea is not. Chelsea's playing some of the best soccer of the year, and they took advantage of the transfer window. Villarreal and Manchester United. Manchester United lost their first round matchup. They're minus 195 on the money line, plus 325 on the draw. Technically, the away team here, Villarreal, is their opponent. And I don't have much to say on that one other than it'd be interesting to see if they lost another one. Not playing that great right now. Bayern, heavy favorite, of course. And then that will do it on the soccer side. We got MLS action tonight, but I'm not really much of an MLS guy. I like to support Atlanta United because they're playing really, really well right now. And again, I live outside the Atlanta area. So that being said, we'll make sure to get into this college football real quickly, and then we will wrap the show. I'm going to look at first quarter, if I figure out how to talk, first quarter points first. And I want to highlight that there are 8 football teams out of 123 in collegiate football that qualify. I believe that's the right number. Fact check me. Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic, Georgia Tech, Miami of Ohio, South Alabama, Ohio, Rice, UMass. All have not scored in the first quarter this season. 0 first quarter points. 0. Now, everyone's going to say, like, water levels out. Western Kentucky, they surprise me, honestly. That surprises me. They've got an incredible offense. I mean, it's starting to gel. But, again, they had all those Houston Baptist transfers come in. You know, really good offensive mindset coming into this season. They've played some tough defenses. And Western Kentucky, I think, out of these teams, has the offensive firepower to kind of break out of this weekend. So we're going to put a little red string around this and connect it to something later, like that scene in Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Charlie and the string. He's trying to figure out who pooped in the bed. It's a really good episode. One of my favorites, perhaps, of that show. Anyways, going back to this first quarter stuff, we're going to look at the defensive numbers too to see who is allowing a lot of first quarter points. I'm going to take a look at this Western Kentucky team a little closer here real quickly. Trying to find them in the slate, figure out who they play this week. You know, there's just like a lot of games. And as I do that, there we go. Oof, man. They got number 17, Michigan State. Okay. So let's look and see Yeah, Michigan. Wow, that is so hilarious. Michigan State, and I did not plan this. This is just me digging into some stats, looking at a random matchup. You know, I was just kind of rolling with the show. Michigan State is one of 6 teams that have not allowed a first quarter point. So we got an offense that's not scored in a first quarter, and then we got a defense in Michigan State that's not allowed a first quarter point. Interesting. Wow. Okay, and then one of the defenses that Western Kentucky failed to score on in the first quarter is actually in this list also. The teams that have not allowed a point in the first quarter, Wisconsin, Colorado State, Michigan State, Arkansas, Army, Syracuse. Army played Western Kentucky. We're high on Syracuse this week, so we'll probably tangent from this to look and see about that because they're playing Florida State. Florida State's pretty atrocious. Wisconsin, that interests me. Arkansas, I'm not surprised because they've played some damn good football to start this year against the number one hardest schedule, according to multiple media outlets. Colorado State, I'm shocked, honestly, about that one. I was expecting them to be terrible coming into this year. And then Syracuse, I mean, makes sense. Dino Babers likes to run the ball. He's got a solid secondary. Teams struggle to pass on them. Okay. And then you've got Southern Alabama playing, or South Alabama, I'm sorry, the Raging Cajuns in ULL this week. Okay. Man, okay. Well, let's look down this list and let's find some Florida State mention. So we look, oh, wow, look at that. Florida State, 12.7 first quarter points per game. Might be on to something here. Syracuse first quarter. Because their defense and their run game. I'm writing this down. I had to get an index card, sorry. First FSU, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of points that they give up. The bottom of the barrel, Vanderbilt, South Florida, Arkansas State, UMass, Tulane, Rice, Temple, Arizona, Florida State. 18.7 is what Vanderbilt gives up for comparison's sake at the worst spot. South Florida, 15, and then there's four schools that are in that 13 range, Florida State and Arizona right outside of with 12.7. Interesting. And I'm actually high on SMU this week against South Florida. So SMU, their offense, I think they'll be able to get the ball on the ground rolling with Bentley. Ulysses Bentley, like the fourth, I think is his name. They're running back. SMU's right. And tell me that ain't just like the perfect football name. That's just awesome. Ulysses Bentley. And it's not even just Ulysses Bentley. It's like Ulysses Bentley the fourth. It's like really presidential. Really presidential. I want to make sure I get this right. I know it's Ulysses Bentley, or it's like Bentley, Ulysses. No, it is Ulysses Bentley. The fourth. Awesome. Cool. I had it right. Yeah, he's a stud. Stud. SMU. They're looking good this year. I was not very high on them, so I just thought they had a hard schedule, and I didn't think that they were returning enough. But look, the development, the coaching, and the playmaking's happening. So back to Florida State and Syracuse. I'm going to be looking at that. I've already got Syracuse plus 4.5. And then there is a quarter – first quarter look, I've got plus 128 on the money line. Yeah. Plus 128. Like, I'm just going to put half a unit on it. Now, I'll do 0.55 to win 0.7. collect 1.25 units. All right, cool. And that's on top of my 1.1 unit play for plus 4.5 on the orange in that game. Awesome. So we uncovered something there. That's pretty neat. All right. Now back to the poor offenses. And then we'll do first quarter time of possession share also, because we'll see how teams are splitting up the first quarter. We'll just talk about those real quick. Top five teams in terms of time of possession in the first quarter: Virginia Tech, number one, 76.96%. Akron and Western Michigan, two MAC teams. They're the only others above 70%. 71.15 for Akron, 70.56 for Western Michigan. Then you got Iowa State and NC State. Iowa State, 66.93%. Cool. Let's flip it and reverse it, like our girl Missy Elliott. Temple and Texas Tech, Tulane, Coastal Carolina. Ooh. Coastal Carolina, North Carolina, and Nevada, the bottom five. Then you got Miami. You got Miami of Florida, Clemson, and then the team I like to support, Oklahoma State, Pokes. Oof, that's rough. So rough. Tulane, they run the ball a bunch, so I understand them just like running three straight downs in their first possession. Temple, they get sacked a bunch. Texas Tech, lots of turnovers and bad offensive line play. Coastal Carolina, again, run-heavy team, so that will probably balance out. Tulane and Coastal Carolina, I think that'll flip towards the next couple of games. North Carolina, lots of throwing with Sam Howell, and then therefore a couple of turnovers, and then just gunslinging mentality, a lot of three and outs. Nevada, Carson Strong, another, you know, NFL prospect, lots of throwing, same thing. So some good teams in this area for first quarter possession, you know, percentage. So that's kind of interesting to me. Huh. And not really looked at that a bit closely. Well, I know that I'm not really keen on any of these teams this week, so it's not worth a deeper dive in that sense. And I think I feel like I've covered a decent amount with these first quarter looks on defense and offense. Some, you know, major glaring numbers. You know, we're getting data rolling in. A lot of Pac-12 teams. I say a lot. And I see, well, there's Washington State, Utah, Colorado. Three in the bottom, like, portion of NCAA football rankings. So yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad that we pulled that Syracuse play out of there. Oh, here, SMU South Florida. This is what we'll end on. USF South Florida, first quarter. Oh, SMU -5.5 all day. South Florida can't score in the first half or first quarter, and then they give up a bunch. So let's check that out real quick, actually. So South Florida, they're scoring 1 point per in the first quarter. They just got a field goal at their last home game in the first, but that's it. And then we flip it to the top in SMU. I remember seeing them pretty high up. So let's find them real quick. SMU is going to be higher than their opponent in the spot. South Florida is just really bad. 45th. So, you know, right there, they're tied 45th with a lot of teams. A touchdown per. So I think they'll get an uptick. They'll score 10 in the first quarter. Maybe give up a field goal. Maybe. But Let's look for the time of possession share. See where they're at. 37th, so 55%. 55. South Florida is actually right there at 56%. So, I mean, sure. I mean, they're still the better team. SMU's got an aggressive front seven. They play some good ball. So, looking at defense, just want to find where SMU is at. In terms of first quarter points allowed, ooh, they've actually given up a bunch. You know, that TCU game recently, though, that rivalry game where they, I think they combined for 28 in the first quarter, that'll spike the numbers. So we're kind of, you know, we might be getting some value based off of where they're currently at 92nd. And then South Florida, like we said, they're going to be second worst in all of the country at 15. So 10 to 21 points for Southern Methodist is where I'm going to be looking at in that game. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap the show there. We got some first quarter college football looks today. So as always, I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. I have hopes that you have a great day and that you have an opportunity to be safe or be kind, you know, to someone out there, do something nice. And if you need anything to happen in a positive way for you, I hope it does happen. I'm sure it will. I believe in that. So let's have a great day. Don't forget those promo codes. Do not forget those promo codes. And then go to hoop-ball.com. Get you at least a fantasy pass. It's like a few bucks. A few bucks to win your league. I mean, it's a good trade-off. Or at least cash in your league. Like, make the draft process a lot less stressful for you. All right. I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. Once more, don't forget my guys over at Hoopball Gaming. Follow the whole team. Interact with us. Find us on tallysite.com, our affiliate. And then look for other stuff to come out soon. Arrivederci. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.